welcome back to another episode of the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show. That's what we're calling it now, Tino. We're calling it the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show.
I like that.
I can't call it the Daily Show because that is copyrighted as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But right. The Bizarre Junkies Daily Show, I can call it that. But sure. We have a special guest in today. We have actually our first sponsor of the show. I don't know if you knew that going into this. We miss Kyle Yuli in the building of Puffy Slippers. So look at those bizarre things behind. Go back to her angle. What are those bizarre things behind you?
Oh, wait, this way. Those are the Puffy Screamers. Yeah.
They're very comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
People say they look like frocks.
Frocks, yeah. You know what? I think I told you the story before how they're like, they're poop slippers. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
They may not know, though. So what is the story about the poop slippers?
So it's a special type of rubber. It's called EVA, and it's meant to be like really, really squishy. But in China, they don't really have like the equivalent of just saying like, oh, these are really delightful squishy shoes. They like straight up say like, it feels like you're stepping in poop. So they call them poop slippers. And it actually does feel like poop, as you know, because it goes around your toes.
Yeah. Now, why didn't you? The branding was there. The branding was there.
It's hard to describe, right? It's like that semi-soft, semi-stable, exactly like poop.
Exactly like poop. I have stepped in many a poop, so I understand that.
Yeah, I don't know if poop slippers would sell as well as Puffy's. Maybe Puffy Poop would have.
Maybe. Let me know in the chat right now. What do you guys think about that? Puffy Poop, poop slippers. We're trying to rebrand here. We're trying to get the... But if you do like those slippers, you can use code BIZARRE at puffyslippers.com. For 15% off your entire order, and you'll be supporting this woman-owned entrepreneur. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to market it like that sometimes, you know? You got to play on the heartstrings.
Oh, okay. Let's play on the heartstrings.
Yeah, yeah. You're, I don't know.
We're a girl.
You're a girl. It's tough out here for you. You're a brand new podcaster now, too, apparently,
today. Yeah, I just did the first one. Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
What do you know what the show's called yet?
It's called Place... Maker podcast.
And you're the host?
I guess so.
Oh my god, that's not a very good sign. If you're like, I think my show is called something.
Yeah, it's Placemaker podcast, and like the whole idea is like making places for people who are starting businesses and don't really know where to go or how to do it or don't really feel like being not profitable for 5 years.
How do I make this profitable?
This?
Yeah.
Right, tell me what you're doing.
I make content and I monetize it.
That's it.
I need better money. I need better. YouTube needs to hurry up and fix my CPM because they are killing me.
Do you know who's crazy? Like, I just signed with an agency that does nothing but monetize content. And I was like looking at some of the creators they have, and it is like double digits per post on Facebook Reels.
Double digits, like views?
No, dollars.
Like $20.
No. Like
triple digits.
Plus 20 plus add 3 more zeros.
Oh, it's a 20 comma.
Yeah.
Damn. What's this agency? I might need to get your people with my people.
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah. We'll text after. But you were here, and you are the first sponsor of Bizarre Junkies, and I thought it'd be fitting to have you on.
Thank you.
So thank you for being here and making it to Vegas today.
Yeah.
You don't live here, right?
I don't.
Okay. You just happen to sometimes drive.
Yeah.
4 to 8 hours. To
4 hours, yeah. But I usually make it like 5 hours because I end up getting really distracted. Like I'll put up like a little movie or something on the screen because I have one of those screens in my car that will play a movie.
That can't be safe.
But I don't watch it. I just listen to it. And then I get so engrossed in these stories like talking about true crime or murder or something. And then I'm going 30 miles an hour on the freeway. And then I'm like, oh, we better fix that. And we get back up to 70 and then I do it again. Here we go again. And it ends up being like a 5-hour drive.
All right, how do you feel about the paranormal? Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Why
am I just now hearing about this?
Oh, okay, so my family on my dad's side comes from a long line of what people would call witches, call it whatever you will.
Spiritualists?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, when my dad was a child, he was etched with the sign of the devil on his belly, like to dedicate him to the devil as a baby.
Okay.
And my grandfather on my dad's side, let's be very specific, on my dad's side was like very active in the entire occult community. And it's not like I'm very aware of this stuff. Like, I just know what I know from them. But I've also been like really careful to like not try to like get sucked into a black hole vortex. But I remember meeting my grandfather for the first time when I was like 15 years old. And there's 7 kids in my family. And having never met him, he was like, okay, so the oldest one, she was born this time, and her what she can do is this. And then he was like, you're an Aries, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm an Aries. And he was like, all right, you're an Aries. You're the most aligned with me. You're going to do this, this, and this. Your younger sister, Tara, oh, she's a warlord. She's the one you need to look at. And he had, like, somehow all this information about all of us when we were born. And this is pre-internet. It's not like he could have possibly found it out before.
Now, did what he said about you come true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he say you were going to start a poop slipper?
Basically.
Company? He was like, I foresee you making slippers out of poop.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're like, oh, okay.
In less intricate wording.
Like, you're going to make shit slippers. Okay.
It's like, you're going to do something with your life. But it was, yeah, I've had a lot of that kind of stuff throughout my whole life. And oh my God, I could tell you stories for days. But I won't.
No, I'm just kidding.
But I won't.
All right. So this first segment we're going to get into is our producer, Francisco, culminates some videos. I know we have a little bit of time with you. I'm going to give it about another 20, 30 minutes with you. And then because I know you got stuff to do. But
yeah.
I wanted to kind of hear your thoughts on some of these creepy videos we have. This is kind of what we do every day. We watch some creepy videos.
I'm scared.
It'll be fine.
All right.
It'll be fine. Rick's here. Rick will protect you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. That was not very confident, Rick.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Damn, straight up, I will not protect. He's not even watching. To be fair, he's safe.
No.
He is safe. So this one just says, a strange visitor. Let's just pull this one up. This is a tick. We pulled all these from TikTok, by the way, which you're a master at. No, is it not going to? Ooh, one sec. Okay, there we go. Ooh, do you have Bluetooth unmuted? Okay, let's try. So this is, man left his camera pointing at the back window because he was hearing strange noises coming from behind of his ranch. First, he thought it was coyote. Damn, what the fuck is that thing? Let's watch it. Here, it's going again. Thoughts?
I'm not too convinced on that one.
No?
No.
You're not?
No, that looks like it could be like a movie prop from like that Lord of the Rings thing.
Okay, well, our producer he does special effects makeup and stuff. So, okay. Franny, do you think is that something? No, she's not related to Christina, by the way.
Who's Christina?
Travis's girlfriend. I guess you guys kind of
My God, no. That's like the third time I've heard that.
I don't see it.
It's because we have round heads like basketballs. That's what it is.
You said it, not me. Oh, man. All right. Well, while Franny's answering that, we'll move on to the next one. So you're not convinced?
I'm not convinced, but I'm ready to be scared.
All right. So what would you do if you found an underground crypt in your house?
Oh, I would 1,000% go in there and prepare for death.
Would you TikTok it?
Yes. Yes, I would.
You and I are both suckers for content. Of course you would.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, guys, we're going to go explore it.
One of my old hobbies was I would literally go out and find abandoned places and break into them. Like graveyards, trains, banks, anything I could find that was abandoned.
Maybe we should do this but on camera, but not disclose our location, of course.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, the worst thing I did, I don't know if I should say that or not, but basically it was like this.
Go ahead and incriminate yourself.
I don't think it's incriminating. It's probably past like whatever statutes of limitations or however you call that thing. So I found this like settlement of homes from like the 1700s, like long, long, long time ago. And there's like a family graveyard and there was like houses that had been flattened. So we went into the houses like looking for things. And then we found the family graveyard and we were just like really curious. And I was, as a child, fully prepared to like dig into it. And then my mom like kind of caught me by the back of the collar and she's like, what are you doing? But I was like, I want to see the bones. So yeah, if I found a crypt, I would go.
You want to unleash a curse upon your entire family?
And I just wanted to see it.
All right, well, let's see what this one's about. This one, apparently an underground crypt, somebody's house. Oh, show this. They don't want you to see it, folks.
They don't want to see it.
They don't want
Come
you to see
on.
It.
They don't want you to see it.
Video is unavailable.
Rude.
All right, we can pull it down. I'll pull up the next one. So Franny agrees that it does look pretty fake, that first video. Said it does look pretty fake. If he says it looks pretty fake, then I believe him. So this one says, a human head and hands. A story worth a deep dive. Let's see what this is about. We saw a chicken hand get dissolved in acid the other day. That was pretty cool.
That was my first Bizarre Junkies, actually.
This is for, yeah, I was room people.
Hey, let's have some concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
A human head and hands.
What? What? That's it?
That's it?
Parents have some concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
A human head and hands.
Look at the stoic face. Yeah, look at the stoic face. He is proud of what he did.
Way that he just said that and like did the whole stance and the head tilt.
I
believe him.
Yeah.
I believe he's probably eating the rest of it too. That guy is a strange bird.
So for anybody listening and not watching, it's a shocking moment. Police arrest teenager Brian Coey who hid head of homeless man he murdered in closet.
Nasty.
That's gotta reek. Your parents probably like, dude, clean your fucking room, dude. And then you find out, no, there's a whole ass head in your closet.
Oh yeah, can you imagine like your kid being the one that's hiding a head too? I'd be like, where did I go wrong?
See, but knowing my kid, he would do it because he would just be interested, not because he killed anybody.
So someone else killed it. He took the
head. Just found it.
He found it.
He's like, Dad, look at this. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's a head.
He does that in the backyard. He'll find like pieces of like just random stuff, trees and stuff like that. And
a tree is very different from a head.
Correct, but I wouldn't put it past him. Because he's brought up like dead bugs and look.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, let's see where that goes. I'll check in with you in about 5 years.
Yeah. We have Jasmine says, I'm new. Hey, y'all. Love this channel. Appreciate you, Jasmine. Welcome to your first daily show. All right. This next one says, what would your ideal hiding spot be? Here are some intricate ideas. So where would your ideal hiding spot be?
My ideal hiding spot. Ooh. I don't know. I guess I would go to one of the abandoned places. Like, there's a bank, an old abandoned bank, a Federal Reserve
here?
Type of building by my house.
Oh, in your undisclosed location?
Yeah, and the bottom of the area is, like, boarded up, so you have to know where the boards are loose to get in. Nobody goes there. And there's an old vault, so I'd probably go in there. What am I hiding from? Am I hiding from the cops? Am I hiding from, like, the IRS?
I don't, it doesn't say. Franny, we need more context next time.
More context.
let's see here. Some intricate ideas on where to hide.
Would you like to win a $250,000 prize in just 1 hour? Join the ultra-hardcore game of Hide and Seek Masters. 6 top players will be hidden inside the Golden Library and must evade the midnight search for an hour. Unlike previous maps of ruins, this time the venue is the Pushkin Library. With the premise of not damaging the environment, the requirements for hiding players are more stringent. Player 1, Big Sis, instead exploits this rule by creating several statues placed inside the museum.
Yeah.
Uninformed hunters will surely not dare to tamper with these artifacts. Meanwhile, Big Sis herself will hide in a custom-made fireplace, flawlessly designed except for a hidden opening on the side. Player 2, Daxionk, takes his profit.
What? Daxionk? That's a cool ass name.
Distribution boxes often deter people due to high voltage risks. So why not create a fake one? Its internal circuitry is purely decorative, not functional, with only one 5-volt battery supplying the signal light. It's just the right size for Daxionk to slip inside. It seems today's competition is a showdown of props. Player 3, Jinfu, brought his mother as an auxiliary.
These are some wild names.
That since this is a library, it's reasonable to have a staff member at the entrance. With his mom's cover, Jinfu just needs to hide under the table.
Sus as fuck. Sus.
Next, player 4, a coon found a
what?
Locked office desk.
What are these names?
These names are crazy.
One person.
This has to be racist.
And close the lid, and he'll be fine sleeping there for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, player 5, Bracelet
Girl.
This has to be like an AI or like a bot farm just making content.
Yeah, just making random names.
However, but not too much. Simply wears a Lucky Leaf suit and squats in a corner of the greenery. In comparison, the Tunnel of Famous Paintings brought by player 6, Away, seems much more reliable.
Away?
After entering, he'll cover the entrance with several genuine paintings, making it look natural from the outside. As the hiding phase ends and the search begins, lights out, eyes closed. Let's boldly predict who will survive to the end and win the 250.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of any of those hiding spots.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah.
That no.
Especially with it
kind of
dim,
was...
too. It's like all dim inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make it really tough.
The paint one is genius.
Yeah, that one's good. I mean, the electrical box is a good one, too.
Or the guy hiding in his mom's box was also a good one. No one's going to go there.
No one...
Right. Nobody's going to check under there. For sure.
Definitely not. Definitely not. All right. So this next one, This one says, in the trenches for real, a look at old trenches from World War II. You'd probably find these if you went to Europe. And you put audio from, like, the war. Doom, what's up? Tracks. Luftwaffe belt buckle. Crazy.
That's really cool. I'm a big nerd for history. I love history. But that last one, homie stuck that hair there himself because that dirt came up way too easy. Not hanging out there for years. He was like, let me just stick that in and dig it out. But like, artifacts, history, war history, I love all of it. So that is just like the coolest thing.
It's
imagine
good.
Imagine finding something like that.
Yeah, I almost wouldn't want to take it though.
I don't think I would take it either.
No.
It's just like too cool to touch.
Yeah. All right, this next one says a master samurai finds out. Finds out what? They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to see what the samurai found out about.
Dang. Bogus.
Franny, you're getting some heat today. He's finding like the stuff they don't want you to know about.
Right.
All right, this next one. I keep going the wrong way. This next one says, what if dinosaurs were revived? Jurassic Park style. My kid would love it. Oh yeah, this one. These guys who make videos like this are super talented. Damn, so apparently some of them escaped. Door. That's creepy. Yes, this dude makes
he makes
short films.
Oh, that was actually really good.
Yeah, he's really
That's
good.
Really scary.
His stuff is really good.
That's
Yeah, so his name is It's just Shepherd. On TikTok.
Shepherd me into the horror. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's just I hate being scared, but I love watching it.
I like being scared, but...
Oh, so here we go. Franny's telling me what happened with the samurai video. So the dude pulled out a samurai sword and charged a cop. Oh, okay. So samurai wasn't... it's not a real samurai.
Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun.
Yeah?
I think I have time for like one more and then I have to go.
Yeah. We'll do one more. Like, have you ever used a spirit box?
Used what?
Spirit box?
Spirit box.
We have one in the back.
Is that like the thing that like that goes and finds the ghosts' voices and stuff?
So what it is it's a radio that's been modified to just quickly scan through frequencies and it's said to be able to be a way for the paranormal to speak to you.
Okay.
We did it here and we cleansed this room since... Cleanse this entire studio.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, we were getting some stuff on
I know some of the guests that have been in here. You must have had some heathenry.
No, you'd be surprised, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Or any, like, evil grandmas? Or...
No, I almost don't want to say it because we're premiering on April 19th.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I have... If you're still here after the end of this show, I know you have a meeting, but if you're still here, I have a screenshot. I can send you the screenshot. We have a full body apparition on camera.
I want to see that.
It was in the back room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Okay. I'll show you. So this one, though, says the spirit box talking about the upcoming solar eclipse. That's kind of creepy.
Updates about the solar eclipse.
Jenny, what's up?
Thank you. Yes. So April 8th, there's supposed to be a total solar eclipse. That's very rare.
There are consequences.
Beg of you. Is my vote nuts? The Satan experience. Wash. For new gates.
Good evening. Could you tell us more about Newgate and the solar eclipse? Thank you.
It's a scam.
Magician? Tell us more about a magician. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
No? You don't want to use one?
I'm fully...
Well, use the
I believe in that stuff. Like, yeah. No joke. Like,
I do too. Yeah, it's creepy.
That stuff is terrifying.
Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It was nice having you. Where can people find your amazing creations that are right behind you?
Puffy slippers on everything.
But it's P-U-F-F-I-E.
P-U-F-F-I-E. Puffy. Which,
yes. I'll put it in the chat right now. And
everyone
reminder,
on Instagram is having a great time with the username right now in light of current events.
Oh, God.
Yeah, enjoy that.
You guys can go to puffyslippers.com and use code BIZARRE for 15% off your entire order and get those.
Yeah.
Get those right there.
Get those.
They're cool. You get them in different colors, too, though.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get some in different colors, but those are cool. I keep them here, but the other pair I wear all the time.
Nice.
I do.
I mean, I got another pair on right now, but they're giant.
Like, so. They're not your size?
Oh, no. I mean, like, they're designed to make your foot look gigantic.
Are
like,
they the regular ones?
No, they're this one.
Oh, like, look at those moon boots.
Your foot make, like Roblox character. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see you tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know. A couple days, probably.
Definitely. Well, before you leave, where's your personal Instagram or TikTok? Where can people find you where you're at the most?
Oh, K-A-I-L-A-U-L-I. Kayla Yuli.
That's it.
It's difficult either way.
It's difficult either way.
Kayla Yuli. All right.
Thanks, homie. We're going to continue on with the show here, but we're going to let Miss Yuli leave in peace. KL Straight, what is up? Wilma, welcome. Matthew, good to see you. Jenny, welcome in. Franny, I'm just saying hi to everybody in the chat. We got Franny, we got Mari. We had Lynn earlier. All right, so we're going to continue on with the fun times. So Franny is saying, the solar eclipse is April 8th. Lots of fear-mongering content out right now. Nothing to fear, my friends. That's what they want you to think.
Right.
The world's going to end. No, the world's not going to end. I'm not that kind of creator. I don't know. Nobody else knows.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We'll be safe.
Your bills will still be due April 9th.
Right.
Which is the worst part of it all. All right. This next one says, what would you do? That's it. What would you do?
What would you do?
Mama Agnes. Oh, is there no audio?
I don't think so. Not on this one.
Oh, no, there is.
Oh, it is. It's just super quiet, maybe for the creepy effects.
You're home early. I thought you weren't supposed to be back till next week. Oh. Is everything okay? Everything is fine.
Uncanny Valley? Oh, no. Oof. Mom's calling. Who's that?
Oh, Skinwalker.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, she's right there!
Oh.
Baby, what's going on, sweetie? What's going on with you?
Sweetie? Mm-mm.
Damn.
Whoa. Dang.
Damn.
That's cool. That's like, it looks like a movie trailer. Or like a...
I think it's a short film.
Oh, is it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Doppelganger? Yeah, that too. Damn, that one was creepy.
I know. That looked interesting.
That, yeah. Who we got in the chat? We got everybody. They're still here. Good to see everybody. So, for those who are joining late, this is now the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show. I'm going to try to do this every weekday as long as we can. I know next week's going to be a little bit harder, but we are doing the 24-hour podcast on Friday the 12th, which is a reminder, Friday the 12th, 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. April 13th, which is Saturday. We will be live in this room in this studio for 24 hours straight. I will be hosting specifically from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. I invite all of you to come hang out and join us. Late night, I'll be delusional already, so it'll be even creepier. I know Franny's going to be here. We'll have some other guests as well. But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. So let's roll back into the video. So this next one, this is our last video, I think, for today. And it just says, what?
Great caption.
Yeah, just what? We did not hit 5k yet. We're at 4600.
So the Large Hadron Collider has been seen to have fourth dimensional entities inside of it, like ghost-like beings, and these things have been moving the particles, so dabbling with the experiments that they've been doing, messing them up. Could this be something trying to jeopardize the experiments that the Large Hadron Collider is doing? It seems that way. I think this is fascinating. And this is supposed to be being restarted up. I think people say April the 8th, and then there's that link with the solar eclipse. So they're doing these tests on these particles, trying to find Higgs boson and all these fantastic things that they think created the universe. And now they are finding four-dimensional ghost-like things that are interacting with these particles and moving them, stopping them from doing what they are intended to do. That's quite concerning, isn't it?
This is very concerning.
On the 25th, so it's fairly new. I only came across it today. Does anyone have any information on this? This is a quick video. I'm going to do some more research, and I'll do a quick video on it again.
Let's look into that. So CERN... Large Hadron Collider, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to a different tab here. Entities. Moving, it's like nothing's coming up when I search into it.
Mm.
Interesting. So Mari's saying get some rest before it. Mari, I have to be here at 5 a.m. Actually, I have to be here before that. So, oh, we can pull that down. I have to be here at 5 a.m. So I'll be deep in the shit that day. This is one of your favorite subgenres of British accents. That's hilarious. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to the Reddit segment of our show today. And if you haven't already, you can join our official subreddit, which is the r/Bizarre Junkies Reddit forum. You can join there and post all your fun, cryptid, creepy, paranormal, true crime stuff, and we'll look at it on the show. But for today, we're going to be looking at the r/Paranormal board. So this one says, I need opinions, and here's some images. Let's read about it first, though. It says, so I posted on here before about my workplace being haunted, and I've mentioned that my home is, too. Nothing has happened for a while, but I noticed coming back from our kitchen these marks, and we just mopped recently, but in this cabinet, the willow tree figures will move randomly. They will be turned around or pushed right up against one another. But it's the fact that it looks like they are dragging their feet back, and I just need some advice on this. Or has anyone seen this before? It doesn't bother me outright, but it will move my things just a little bit too when I notice. I'm very particular about how my things are placed, and I study my things so I notice. But again, if anyone has any idea on this, I would much appreciate it. So let's take a look at some of these images here. It's kind of hard to tell, but you can see. Okay, so it's taking an image of these shelves, and if you look at it, you can see. Or no, it looks like. What the fuck even is that?
Yeah.
I'm still trying. So did they move this? Is that what it is? They move this back, and there's like. Yeah, and this is the floor. There's like scratch marks on the floor here. Oof. That is interesting. So let's read some of these comments. This is going to sound funny and gross, but if you have a dog or cat, they may rub against the cabinet, causing the figures to move and or rub their butts across the floor, ass scooting. My little dog does this. It leaves a mark on the linoleum and is disgusting. It's a sign they may need their anal glands emptied. It is true. We do not have dogs. I've never seen them get close to the cabinet. They don't like to lay up against it or anything. So anyone else in the house besides you at the time the shot of the cabinet was taken? My parents, but they're too busy with work, so they never mess with the cabinet or really pay attention to it. I also put my hand on the floor and pressed really hard and slid my fingers back and forth. It looks exactly like the marks in the picture, but it was very light marks even when I pressed as hard as I could. So it wasn't as hard as the images shown. This one says, is the floor ever completely clear and smooth? Those could be damage marks from a cleaner or something. Yes, we have laminate flooring, so it's one big sheet, so it's never left marks like these. OMG, freaks me out. I see greasy marks of fingers sliding on the floor. I see fingerprints, but now no one messes with the cabinets that's living in the house. Those look like handprints and fingers dragging and may explain the figures being turned around. Could be it's only me and my parents that live in the house, so it's no one in the house moving them. This is a smart one. Place a camera to view that area. Tell no one. I suspect a human that has hidden something directly left of the footprints and the marks are from reaching from it. They are likely nervous, so their feet are sweating, or is it right after a shower, or they are a messy cereal eater? You could also print everyone's feet and identify the culprit very quickly. That's kind of weird. Paranormal would be my last suspicion. Statues, dolls, stuffed animals, even pictures, anything that resembles a living being can be possessed slash inhabited by the djinn, ghosts, or whatever you want to call them. So this one says, so set up a camera, memory foam on the floor. So this one says porcelain statues on glass, probably the same vibration based motion seen here. Let's see what this is from the BBC. Mystery of moving Egyptian statue is solved. So it looks like something started turning on its own free will. I'm going to mute this for now. Yeah. Oh, this is an advertisement. We could full screen this too. Ah, so it's moving.
Yeah, it just did a little 90 degree turn.
Yeah, I see what they mean about vibrations, because that's definitely like a vibrational thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go back to the Reddit, it looks like some kind of creature's handprints with long arms. They look like handprints, fingerprints. What do you guys think this is? Legitimately, what do you think this is? Do you think this is like somebody's moving something? Do you think this is...
I mean, if you look closer to like that darker brown area, there's definitely like, yeah, like you see that like those look like feet or...
This?
Fingers. Yeah, you see like there's like those little dots.
Discoloration,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like right where the mouse is, it's like you see like where there's like... It does kind of look like fingers or toes or something.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Dragged across there.
It's definitely a foot because of the way it goes this way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think it is? I'm curious to know. Because this is definitely interesting.
Probably a size 12 or 13 shoe.
Yeah.
Maybe on there.
Well, I don't think it's a shoe. I think it's barefoot.
Yeah.
All right. We can pull that down, though. Yeah. All right, so this next Reddit post. Oh, okay, here we go. This is a good one. This is noises, growling, breathing, screaming on phone answering machine. That's all right. I was on Reddit when I read a post about growling and demonic voices on the phone. It was a 6-year-old topic, so I couldn't continue on that post. Well, it was a post on hearing demonic beast-sounding roars and screams. Just a bunch of unnatural sounds on a phone or answering machine. I am 46 from Canada and have witnessed this four times in my life, and boy, do I know people are going to jump on this and laugh. Most want to experience one event, some never see one and cannot believe someone has experienced one yet. Four events, I get it. So I come to the realization most won't read this or believe this, but the few will know I am honest as you probably received the same thing and it led you to this post to feel similar like this. The problem. You press play on an answering machine to hear low breathing, slow increasing to low roars. To extremely loud roars, so unnatural you know they're nothing you know of. That's crazy.
Wow.
So the first time, I was 11 years old when my mother and my aunties had a party. Someone called that party and they didn't answer. And it went to a live answering machine. As they continued drinking, the answering machine went off and slow breathing occurred, eventually getting everyone's attention. Then growling so loud it startled everyone there. Frozen and scared while listening to the sounds that it ended them all freaked out. At 11, I wasn't there. I was at home asleep, but they all decided to go to my mom's house and play the answering machines again. It was so loud the house felt as it was shaking. One sec. Who knows? I ran downstairs and watched them gathered around an old answering machine, eyes wide, shaking, some of them crying. I freaked out like watching a horror movie. That's all I remember. Nothing happening to anyone. Number two, when I was about 13, so only a few years later, I joined a local gang in my city and became a hooligan. All right. I was at a party, and the owner of this scum rooming house on the poor street of my city, Winnipeg. A gang member rented it, and the other roommate that lived there wasn't home for 2 weeks and told this dude to stay out of his shit. The dude went into his shit to find things like Polaroids of shit. I have no idea what I was staring at. Fleshy shit in jars. All right. And a bunch of cassettes with weird writing / symbols, whatever they were. We were all drunk and partying, and the dude plays the cassette, and the familiar sounds from what I heard when I was 11 starts playing. All these gangsters start crying, fleeing, including me. We never, ever went back to that place again. The dude who hosted the party was beaten to the inch of his life, and that is all I know about that. Mari, I'm not doing an audiobook. Number three, I've told these stories to my wife later in my years. We took our kids to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie back in the day. It was an animated CGI movie. Anyhow, I don't remember the year, but when we came home, my wife played the digital answering machine on speakerphone, and guess what? Yes, the voice was on there. She grabbed the box and ripped it out of the wall. We don't know why, but she was freaked hearing what I told her about for years. She believes me now. The last one, about 7 years ago, was the last time, and it was a live call to my cell phone. I hung up the sec I realized what the call was. All right, I just think it's somebody fucking with him at this point.
You think so?
I think the first two, like the second one is just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I think all of them are fucking with him.
Yeah, ultimately, this is just a giant troll lasting him over the years.
Yeah. Somebody said, unfortunately, nothing to add, but I believe you. I'm just hoping for my paranormal experience one day. It would be absurd to disregard something to have happened if it resulted in evidence such as a recording. We'd all love to hear it, but I'm guessing you didn't keep those. However, the phone system itself could be a culprit. We've been digitizing and augmenting voices since the 1960s to try to cram more people's voices on the same wires. Accidentally putting the same voice signal through the same redigitization and then augmenting and re-augmenting the sound can probably run a number on that signal. At this point, I just would get a telegraph or whatever with Morse code and call it a day. That's scary shit. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, let's see if you can pull that down. Let's see if we have anything in the Bizarre Junkies group. Here is what it looks like, ladies and gentlemen. If you need something for it to... Oh, nope, not that yet. One sec. Here you go. This is what the Bizarre Junkies forum looks like. Didn't know we can cuss blurred out because of kiddos if watching or reading. What do you mean by that? Like on Reddit? Interesting. But yeah, so here's the subreddit. You guys can join in and have some fun with us and post your stuff there. We also have a Discord. You can pull that down, Tino. We also have a Discord. The link is down below. You can join us there and hang out with us. It's been pretty fun. having everybody there. Thank you, Mari. Mari's a real one. Let's get some W's in chat for Mari. Mari's a real one. She's been posting and helping out the channel a ton. And it is super thankful to have her. Overall, I'm just curious. Like, are you wanting me to censor what I say or what, Jenny? I'm just confused. Fuck them kids.
That's crazy.
I'm confused. I don't know what she's referring to.
Maybe it was the Reddit post, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Posted about the face near the moon? All right, we got to look that up.
Face near the moon.
Let's see. Face near the moon. Are you talking about the man in the moon? Like.
Oh, it's like a face on.
Yeah, moon. This. This right here. I see this. I always saw this as a face right here. Yeah, right here. Look at that.
It does. Yeah, with the shadows the way they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Jenny, yeah. No. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, this is an 18 plus stream, technically. But yeah, I mean, this for sure looks like a face. Is this what you're talking about? The face?
Well, with the shadows on that, it definitely makes it look like a face.
Yeah. Man in the moon. But that's face cool. Near the moon.
Yeah, that one I do not know about.
All right, you can pull it down. Face near the moon.
Do we have TikTok on that?
No. I'm going to mute, but let's see what this is. Oh, I can't do it there. That's okay. Moonface is kind of handsome. Kind
of. Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Jeez. Looks like a concrete giant face near the moon. Like, is this like a space image or? Okay. Jenny said, Jenny, if you want, you can post it in the Discord or in the subreddit for that matter. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
RPG Elixir says, I like Moon Man.
Yeah, Moon Man's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Shouts out RPG Elixir.
Everybody say what's up to RPG Elixir. We need to get another one. Maybe in like 2 weeks, we can have you on. There's video. Okay. Don't have neither. Where did you see the? I'm just curious. Like, oh, is it this? Wondering if it's this. Could you pull this up?
Yeah.
Is it this right here? Like this stuff? No, that looks like the sun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks like just the brightness on their phone makes it look like it's someone looking down at it.
Oh, okay, Jenny. Yeah, I mean... You can pull it down. Damn, I hate this. I'm logged in. Face near the moon. Let me go to TikTok and just search face
near the moon.
The moon. Oh, this.
The multiple people all over the world last night captured faces by the moon, which is ridiculous. So the videos you're about to see are going to blow your mind. All I got to say is, give me what you got. Come on. Check this out.
Yes, and yes, and you got to see this. But you got to see this. Okay, from the naked eye, there's nothing but the moon in that street light. But when I zoom in, look next to the moon.
Oh, that's creepy.
Who have been watching this video?
They're saying the face is looking down at the moon.
That looks fake.
You think so?
That's the nose. That one looks fake. That looks too... That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Say it's not Hollywood people.
It's like two different cameras just you're looking at.
Yeah.
So this is multiple videos on December 4th, 2023.
Why am I just now hearing about this?
I know.
December of last year. Wait, did he say 2023 or 2024?
I think he said 2023.
So this is multiple videos on December 4th,
2023. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, December 4th.
Interesting. I don't know. Demons and angels, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know what to do with that. It's definitely creepy. Yeah. Could definitely be pareidolia, though.
What is pareidolia?
So it's like where you find meaning in things that don't have meaning.
Oh.
Like it's something that like paranormal investigators have to deal with. Oh. Let's look it up. I'll find it. Pareidolia.
Pareidolia.
The tendency to perceive a specific, often meaningful image in a random or a big ambiguous visual pattern. Scientific explanation for some people is pareidolia, or the human ability to see shapes or make pictures out of randomness. Face in the moon.
Yeah. Like cars too, kind of like where they have like
eyes
for lights and like the bumper, I guess, for the face.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Hmm. That's cool. It's a cool phenomenon. I like that.
Yeah.
Pareidolia.
Jordan. Oh my God. That's from the last stream. If you're not following Junkies by itself, go follow Junkies on YouTube. We go live there every day right before we do this show. And it's all the Junkies hosts. It's myself, Bizarre Junkies, Gridiron Junkies, Action Junkies, Fitness Junkies. Action, we all the Junkie shows, and we kind of hang out and we give updates on what's new in the world of Junkies. So, fun thing to think about. Let's see who's Mari said ka-chow.
Well, I say, for your Bizarre Junkies for the 24 hour stream, when is the Bizarre Junkies airing?
So, that's from midnight to 2 a.m. is when we go live.
Cool.
Midnight to 2, it'll be a fun time. We'll have all our friends. I'm looking to see if there's anything else.
It is February 28th, 29th. I have got me a better quality camera.
Here's another one.
Like last month.
And holy moly, I am scared. I'm scared, but I'm not going to trip because I've been catching this thing for a while now. It's very ominous. There he is. There he is. There he is. There he is.
What?
Ooh.
It's a huge face looking right down on us.
He looks mad, too.
A little bit brighter. There he is.
He looks mad.
There's the moon. Oh, I lost it. There it is. Let's see if I can get a better picture on the moon like it's supposed to. Is my hand in front of the thing or something? There it is.
Look
at that.
Yep, there it is. There it is.
Looks like the Anakin Skywalker when he's like mad and you know.
You
like,
can pull this down. I'm gonna look up I'm going to see if I can find images. On r/too afraid to ask, there's a few videos circulating online from multiple different people that show a giant face with a crack on its skull that's similar to the caricature of a Greek god peering from behind the moon, looking down at humanity with what appears to be an intensely determined and judging facial expression. Sounds impossible, obviously. This goes against the laws of physics, but when you see a little giant face behind the moon, you kind of have to throw logic out of the question. That is true, Jenny. According to others, sometimes it appears, then disappears randomly, but it just stayed there for a couple of days. Barely anybody is talking about it. There have been a few people who have claimed they've witnessed this in person before the videos even came out. Is this real? I'm kind of nervous. How come some people can see it, but others can't? The reason why I'm too afraid to ask is because after researching, I'm concerned it's not fake. But researching where? So somebody said, you can also find multiple videos online of Sonic the Hedgehog. This is just a hoax, like so many others. Yeah, there's multiple people recording this that don't know each other, though. You're telling me not to believe that? Telling me they're all in cahoots? That's crazy believing Bush did 9/11. Hey, hold on there. Mm. Hold on there. Not Bush, but the Brotherhood talking about that face. Could be a psyop. Could be one of the first stages of implementing Blue Beam Project. Of course it's not real, and I'm disappointed in anyone who believes it is. It's fake. As a general rule of thumb, only trust what people can actually prove. Videos on social media are not proof. Pathetic you are. Okay. What's most likely? There's actually a giant face behind the moon, but government and news organizations someone haven't noticed. Some people online spread a fake story for clicks.
Sounds like there's moon beef.
I'll just wait until it gets more publicity. Yeah, that's what happened to the aliens in Mexico. Turned out to not be aliens. This one says, have you been eating strange mushrooms by any chance? Look, dude, I usually don't believe in crazy crap like this, but what I saw is terrifying. No. Why don't you just buy a telescope and do your own observations? Just because a lot of people talk about it doesn't mean it's real. Do you believe in every religion? It says, brilliant idea. Unfortunately, I'm too scared to look at the moon. All right, well, I'm looking at it right now, and it's a crescent moon. There's a Venus nearby, but I see no face.
Someone asked the question, why?
Yeah, this is, I don't know, maybe because there's a giant face behind it. Yeah, so it sounds like it's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elixir says very good CGI.
Someone says, too long, didn't read. It's fake. Watch the camera refocusing effects in the video and pay attention to how the moon reacts, i.e. brightness and dim shifts in size and clarity, but the giant face doesn't have those effects. Very true. When the moon blurs and only resembles a bright splotch, which means the shutters on the camera are trying to focus, the face is still crystal clear. It was added with software. Pretty interesting ARG idea, though. Hope someone uses it. That is true. If you watch it, it's... Yeah. I don't know.
Jenny said, has anyone done a live and seen the face?
No, because they need to be able to take it into Premiere Pro and add the effect.
Right. Add the CGI, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them was like, we're still believing everything on the internet. But yeah. Yeah, RPG said about to go down a rabbit hole. No. No rabbit hole there. No rabbit hole. I mean, we did kind of go down a hole, but not a rabbit hole.
Like a semi-rabbit hole.
Exactly. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for today, but I want to let you guys know about becoming a YouTube member. You can do it for as little as 99 cents a month, and it greatly helps the channel. You also get access to special content from the last ghost hunt and the upcoming ghost hunt. I'm still working on it every day. It's a lot of footage to comb through. It's a lot. It's very intensive on my computers to run, so it takes me a little bit of time, but it's going to be good content. I'm excited to see what we do with it. But yeah, I mean, we're going to be live again tomorrow. I will tell you here in a sec. I think it's the same time. Tomorrow we will be live actually at 2:30 tomorrow. So we'll be live a little earlier. That is true, Jenny. That is true. You are right about that, Jenny. Jenny is right about that. Mm-hmm. We are bizarre junkies. Here's the thing, though. I'm very in the middle until you can prove to me one way or the other if something is true or real or not. But, Tino, where can the people find you? What you got going on these days?
Well, I have... I do music outside here as well, you know, so they can find me on my Instagram. That's kind of my main stuff, and TikTok as well. But it's just my name, Santino, S-A-N-T-I-N-O, and then last name, C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-E. That's on pretty much everything.
A-O-E. Mari linked it down below in the chat. You can join our Reddit, r/bizarrejunkies. You can post creepy stuff like what Jenny just showed us. And we'll take a look at it on the show. You can join the Discord. It's also another cool place to put stuff. You'll also be able to chat with people like myself or Franny or Mari or other members of the community. And just kind of have a cool place to hang out. But yeah, I want to say thank you again to everybody. We're trying to do this every day. We're getting close. We are getting close to 5K. We're at 4,600 right now.
Yes, very close.
We're 400 away. So go on your kid's iPad, log into their account, subscribe to Bizarre Junkies. But until then, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Until next time, stay bizarre.